picked up the paper and I thought it would be interesting just to have a look and I'd just read some of these stories. You can always tell from a local paper, you can tell a lot about an area. And I'm going to just read a couple of the stories here, which I think it warrants it. This is the Fulham and Hammersmith Chronicle. Story on the front page. Crack house raid, Nets huge arsenal. It tells me a little bit about the area. Then I go on to this bit. Shepherd's Bush. A 27-year-old woman had her bag stolen with £1,000 of cash in it. Now, what is wrong with that story? Because it would be £1,000 if you had your bag stolen. And how much money was in the bag when it was stolen? I think £1,000. Shepherd, no one in Shepherd's Bush has ever owned £1,000. This is nice. Ambulance crew deny stealing cash. What a lovely area this is. All right, you pump his chest, I'll go through his pockets. Rotating school building, a good move. A school building will be rotated to make it easier for students and staff to move between lessons. Well, there's always a simple solution. Firefighters attended a blaze last night when an ice cream van was deliberately set on fire by a gang of toddlers in the Peabody Estate. This is the one I'm going to take. This is the headline. I'm going to remember the area by this. Alcoholic commits arson in own flat. You know what? More often, though, it's the classifieds where you really get a sense of the beating heart of a community. This caught my eye immediately. For sale, double pine bed, includes mattress, some stains. And the people selling their clothes in the paper. How does this happen? For sale, 12 pairs of men's trousers, size 36 waist. Genuine reason for selling. What could possibly be a genuine reason for selling all your trousers? Do you just wake up in the morning and think, you know what, I've had it with trousers. Don't want them anymore. Don't want them in my life. Get the paper on the phone. Put an advert in. Mention I'm genuine. Tell them I'm genuine, will you? The best one I had, when I was in Reading. I've been collecting these everywhere. I was in Reading, and a little thing in the back of the paper, and it said, fishing reel cover fits most fishing reels, 50p. And then he put underneath, no time wasters. I would find it difficult to waste this guy's time any more efficiently than he is doing his own, frankly.
On time wasters.
That's Hammersmith. You leave it there for 5 minutes. Fucking God, look at that. Unbelievable. I tell you what I saw the other day. This upset me, and I'm a pretty easygoing guy. You know what I saw? I saw an ambulance. Big sign on the back of the ambulance, on the back door. Do you know what it said? It said, this is an ambulance, not a taxi. This is an ambulance, not a taxi. I know, I can see. I can see. Don't worry. I can tell. I know it's not a taxi. You know how I know it's not a taxi? Because last time I called a taxi, it didn't take 3/4 of a fucking hour to arrive. That's how I know. While I'm on the subject, can I just ask, is it really strictly necessary in this day and age to have the word ambulance written back to front on the bonnet of the ambulance?
Now, so if you see it in the rearview mirror, it says, I know why. I know why. I'm just questioning it. See, my point is, if the blue flashing light and the big red cross hasn't done it for you, just a hunch, but I suspect the word ambulance is going to be lost on you as well. So I'd like to know if there had ever been anyone in the history of the automobile who was driving along, looks in their rearview mirror and goes, huh, what the heck's this? Who's this joker with his blue flashing light? big red cross behind me. Well, he's not getting past me. What does it say? Eculumbo? What does the hell that mean? Not getting out of his way. There's some pushy Danish furniture company behind me trying to get past me. You gotta watch it. You gotta, they're all at it. I saw a fire engine, big sign on the back of the fire engine. You know what it said? It said, smoke alarms save lives. I thought, yeah, more like save you the bother of getting out of bed to put the fires out, you lazy bastards. You gotta watch it. AA vans.
Well, Britain's fourth emergency service.
Right, only in this country could coming fourth be a boast. Fourth, you say, my God, runner up to bronze. All the fun of taking part, none of the hassle of hanging around for a medal! Mountain Rescue, they're grumpy bastards, aren't they? So you help me down from a hill. Blah, blah, blah. You have no right to criticise my footwear. I was wearing flip-flops, I felt like a walk.
But we're volunteer service, you see, Jack.
Yeah, and don't you keep banging on about it. Listen, pal, you wanted to rescue people, I wanted rescuing. We both got what we wanted, so shut your face. So I've been travelling around. I've been trying to learn a little fact about everywhere I go, everywhere I go in Britain. And, you know, for instance, I mean, the fact I learned about Scunthorpe is I don't like it. I don't like it or the car park it's twinned with. Oh, then I'm in Hereford. What do I find out about Hereford? This is the fact I learned about Hereford. Do you know what's based there? The SAS are based in Hereford, along with, like, 17,500 other guys who claim to be in the SAS. Everyone. Everyone you meet in Hereford. Oh, yes, I'm in the SAS, me. Can't say that much more about it. Is that a fact? Well, they're recruiting 24 stone lard arses now, are they? What's your speciality? A roadblock, are you? All you do, burst into the room and sit on people. But then I met a real SAS guy in this pub in Hereford. Real, only that tall, short little guy, Scottish guy. Quite scary, quite weird. You know, and he's telling me how he can kill people with a box of matches and stuff. You know what? What are you meant to say to that in a conversation? Oh, well done, good. I never got further than candles and cigarettes myself, but yeah, yeah. But then he's talking to me, and then suddenly he's got this twitch. He does this. Have you ever talked to someone and they got a twitch? Suddenly they do this, they got a twitch. You think, oh my God. Now I've got to keep listening and ignore the twitch. The stakes of this conversation have gone up just now. It's like trying to rub your stomach and pat your head at the same time. He's telling me about these past missions he's been on. Yeah, Mr. Jack, that was me and my pal Mac. Come doing on the rope and through a second floor and through the window. Tap, tap, did. Finished. Job done. We home. I was going through a window, tap, tap, tap to head, tap to chest. I'm through a window, Jack, down on the road, I'm through the window, second floor. Double tap. All right, I understand, you shot him, it's fine. But then he goes, he starts warning me, never come up behind him, because he's so highly trained, he's so strung up. Never come up behind him, because he's so, his instincts are so... See my pal there, he's got a scar down his face. He come up behind me, I have a teacup in my hand, can I help myself, Jack? He come up behind me. I'm sure we'll train, can I? Just, we don't think, can I? I'm stuck in his face for him. Yeah, come up behind me, Jack. See my nan. She's got a hole in her neck there. She's got up behind me, Jack. I have a pencil in my hand, I'm doing a crossword. Can I help myself? My nan come up behind me, stuck in her fucking neck. Never come up behind me, Jack. Easy, guy, easy. I thought I'd got to get away from this nutcase. So I leave, I thought I'd go to the next bar on, and I'm leaving this pub, and oh, this guy, as I'm coming in, this guy with a sombrero, and, you know, he's selling the flowers from pub to pub, you know, this guy, flower for the lady! Flower for the... No, thanks, I'm on my own. And the, I tell you what, though, you see that Scottish guy by the bar? You tap him on the shoulder, I think you'll make a sale. I feel pretty bad about it now because I later learned it took them 3 days to get all the peanuts out of his face. So.